Maseches Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Now we go into animals. So we're going to have seven pairs of animals that look quite similar, and yet they are Kilayim. Now, if you recall from the introduction, when it comes to animals, there are two separate Torah prohibitions regarding Kilayim. The first is cross-breeding them, that is to force the two animals of different species to mate. That's an Isser of Torah. And secondly, to work them together while they're harnessed together. Like, for example, the Shor and Chamor, the ox and the donkey pulling a plow together. But as we'll see, it doesn't need to be horse and donkeys, and it doesn't need to be a plow. For example, the Mishnah says, Hazeev v'Hakelev, a wolf and a dog. They look quite similar, and in fact, taxonomically, they are quite similar and can crossbreed. Nevertheless, the Torah looks at it as two separate species, two different minim, and therefore one couldn't crossbreed the wolf with the dog, as many in fact do, nor could you have them work together to pull something, as people do also. If you go to the Iditarod, you know, race in Alaska, wherever, so when they pull that sled, if you harness a wolf and a dog together, that would be an Isra Torah of Kilayim. Second of all, the Kelev HaKufri and the Shual, the village dog, some kind of small dog, and a Shual is a fox, those are considered to be Kilayim, different species, and you can't crossbreed them or crosswork them. Also, Ha'izim V'Hatzva'im, an Aiz is a goat, good old-fashioned domestic goat. A Tzvi is a gazelle. I see them all the time here near Beit Shemesh when I ride my bike, and they run around. They look, if you know what a springbok looks like in South Africa, looks much like that. The Tzvi is not a deer. A Nayal is a deer. The Tzvi, the deer doesn't run very fast at all. And remember, Ratz Katzvi, it's got to run fast, be nimble like a Tzvi, like a gazelle. So this is not talking about deer at all, which are not nimble and small, quick creatures. Next, Ya'elim and Rachelim. So Ya'el is an ibex, like a mountain goat. You see them if you've ever been to Ein Ya'el, which is the Ya'el fountain, you know, spring, near the Dead Sea. You see them also, you know, around all around the Dead Sea area of Israel. They're famous with a very large, rounded, arcing horns. That's a Ya'el, an ibex. And a Rachel is a ewe, meaning E-W-E, meaning a female sheep. So Rachelim are just sheep, good old-fashioned sheep. They look similar, but they are Kilayim one with the other. Next, Hasus v'Hapered. A sus is a horse. A parrot is a mule. So when a horse mates with a donkey, then the offspring is a mule. But we're saying here that a horse and a mule are Kilayim Zepazim. You can't let them mate together or work them together. As it happens, I believe the mule is sterile. But be that as it may, you can't work them or cross-mate them. Haperd v'chamor. Same goes if you have a parrot, which is a mule, and a chamor, which is a donkey. So again, the donkey and horse together make the parrot, but the parrot is considered a different species than the donkey. And finally, the chamor and the arod. Chamor is a donkey, a domestic donkey, whereas the arod is a wild ass. Wild ass looks mighty similar to a donkey, but in fact, it's a different species. You can see them in the zoo and so on. In Israel, actually, they have tried to repopulate an area near the Negev with wild donkeys and other previously, you know, native creatures in Israel. But the domestic donkey and the wild ass are not the same species, and one may not work them together or crossbreed them. Hence, the Mishnah concludes by saying, Afobisha domen zelazeh, even though these seven pairs of animals look quite similar, kilayim zebazeh,